Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to Beamer Blog Talk Radio, whatever Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, your co-host, and I am here with Ian Robb as well. I had the week off last week. Hopefully, everybody enjoyed Greg and Ian. Ian, are you with us?
I am. We had a nice little men's group right there. That's what we did. We had fun. We had Michael Verabak talking to us, and he gave us a lot of great tips on meetings and even more about the BSIT, where we're going to talk about. But we missed you last week. Where were you? Were you at universities and colleges? Were you doing your meetings there?
I was doing my 100 meetings in 100 days.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was getting a few text messages with pictures of where is Lisa Diamond, and she was in all these frat parties and sorority parties. That's what you were doing.
Not really, but we'll go with that if you want to.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so what do we need to talk about today? So it's just going to be you and I. Greg is off doing his 100 meetings in 100 days.
Yeah, Greg is actually getting ready for the Iowa State Fair, so they're going to be busy there in Iowa, and I know they're doing a meeting after the Iowa State Fair. And actually, their meeting, I believe it's August 24th in Iowa, if you're in that area, Roger Fauché does have that posted in our back office under events, and you might want to check that out because some distributors are posting these as public events where other IBDs can attend and you could bring a guest. So check out the back office, check under events. And speaking of events, the corporate office has been doing their meetings around the country. It started in Florida. I went. It was amazing, educational. It was great to be with people again in the group. Then they've done Dallas. They recently were in Spokane, Washington. And this past weekend, they were in Lancaster and also did a horse demonstration. So that was, I got great feedback from that. Anything you want to say about that, Ian?
I think I like hearing you sweat a little bit there. I think that was hysterical. Yeah, those workshops, those are amazing. Daisy Bicking did a great job on that. I've been hearing some great things about that, all the good feedback from everybody being involved. She did a very professional presentation, and then she had everybody come on out to her barn. And Casey Conrad became a big chef. I heard a lot of recommendations that she should come around and cook at all the meetings. So this last one was great. Albert was there, our CEO, and also Dr. Burke was there. So there's great momentum being built by these meetings around the country. Because I'm sorry, guys, but we have not been able to see each other for such a long time. It feels like it's almost like a reunion, like something we haven't done. And there's a lot of new distributors that have never experienced these meetings before. So if you can get to them, that's great. The next one is going to be in Minnesota, and I think that is in August. When, Lisa? When is it? August 21st, okay? In Minnesota, you look at your Motivational Mondays, sign up for that one. If you're near that, that's going to be a lot of fun, and who knows who's going to be showing up there.
Well, I believe Albert is going to be in Minnesota as well. But also with these live Beamer Saturday events that they've been doing a guest night presentation on the Friday night before. And I know in Florida we had, I don't know, maybe 7,500 people on the guest presentation night, which is, it was really great. And it's all about putting people back on Beamers, right, getting bodies on Beamers. So if you're in that Midwest area, it's worth the drive. I mean, I traveled a couple of hours to go to the one in Florida. It was definitely worth it. So highly recommend if you can get to Minnesota on August 21st. That Friday night is the guest night, and on Saturday it's from 9 until 4 p.m.
You know, Lisa, all these meetings make me think that I need to be doing my own meetings. And I remember talking to you. You're up there in Orange County visiting friends, aren't you, up there?
Yes, I am.
Well, you know what? I am moving to Florida. I have a van. I have a place. And I think everyone gets on the phone right now, dial one. Maybe we can convince Lisa Diamond to cancel her flight back. Join me in my move across America, and we can have meetings every stop that we have. So we can maybe even stop in your town. So dial one if you'd like. Let's see if we can convince Lisa to cancel her flight back and join me on the move across America.
Okay, no need to hit one on your phone yet, unless you have a question. Unless you have a question. So also, something we wanted to talk about were the office pack that is now available in the back office. It's the B-Sit with the case, which is really nice. And just, you know, if you haven't had the opportunity yet to have a B-Sit, we've been out of stock of them for a while, you know, get one for yourself. Definitely share it with past customers, you know, that could take advantage of that. And we're going to talk about some of the reasons why the B-Sit is such a great addition to your Beamer Home Edition or Go Pack. Ian, how do you use the B-Sit?
You know, that is actually my favorite accessory, okay, because I use it all the time. In fact, I gave mine away a long time ago because we were out of stock to a celebrity that was flying, and I never got it back, and I really wanted it back, but he wouldn't give it to me back because I couldn't buy it. So I told him we'd get one to him. So I use it when I drive from San Diego to Los Angeles all the time. I sit on it in my car. It helps me because I have, I'm just going to say, some plane injuries from my past where they have two hip replacements, and it helps me stay limber and loose. So I use it periodically that way. I use it on my lower back. I also use it on my feet when I'm working on the computer. I just put my feet on it, but I like to put a towel over that as well. And I will tell you one thing. I did do a pickleball event this past weekend, and there was a person that was doing the filming. There was a big film crew there, and he couldn't have time to come to our booth, but his back was killing him because he was using these poor folding chairs. So he loved the idea of me being able to bring the B-Sit on over there with the B-Box, and we ran a session on him. And he brought it back, and he says, I think I'm going to buy this. I like this. This is going to help me on out. So don't wait. Get your B-Sit. Use that B-Sit because it can be used in all different parts of your body. It's not just for sitting.
Awesome. You know what? As people push one on their phone, and to tell me to go across country with Ian, as people push one on the phone, I'm going to take calls throughout the show today. So anytime you have a question or a comment, just hit one on your phone. We do have somebody in the queue right now, 515-205. You're live on Blog Talk.
Well, hey there. Good morning. This is Steve G. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually driving from Montezuma, Iowa to Des Moines, where the Iowa State Fair is actually being going to be starting up it, but when you guys are sitting there talking about the B-Sit, I did get a chance to see the B-Sit and the new bag, which is amazing. I have a B-Sit, and I just sit there driving down the road going, you know what, I'm driving down the road right now, and I got the B-Sit with me, and my box is sitting in the front seat of my truck, and we're cruising back to Des Moines, which is about 50 minutes. So I thought to myself, well, they're talking about music. I'll just tell them I'm using mine right now. Love it.
Awesome. Great testimonial. Have a great time at the Iowa State Fair.
Okay. Talk to you soon, girl.
All right. Bye. All right. We do have another caller, 208-720-208-720. You are live on Blog Talk.
You don't recognize that phone number anymore, huh, Lisa? It's
oh
been a long time.
David Olson, I miss you.
I miss you, too. Hi, Ian.
I'm going to sit back here and just let the romance happen. Go ahead and talk, guys. It sounds like a reunion.
It is a reunion. I have not been tuning in, Lisa, and I wanted to today. I talked to Ian last week, and I just wanted to say hi to you guys. And the B-Sit, yes. I mean, I use it all the time. I've had it for 5 years. I bought it, or 6 years now. I got it when I first got started. I wanted to use it, you know, with people that are in wheelchairs and things like that, and I've had success doing that. But using it personally, you know, like Ian uses his when he's sitting at his desk, and I've got a standing desk now, and so when I'm teaching academies, standing all day, I stand on it because it's, you know, so cushy. It's kind of that memory foam, and the B-Pad, you know, does such a similar thing, but I don't know, the B-Sit is just so great to stand on because it's cushy, and if I'm watching a movie at night after a long day or doing some kind of, you know, long bike ride or something, my feet are hammered. It's just so awesome to sit there and use it in that way. That's what I do, and I just sold my first home edition last week with an office pack. And so the people that are doing that, they're so lucky because they're also getting, of course, the Go Pack for no charge. So for the same price as
right, I know,
no
and
charge
that is that's
right.
Yeah, that's such
they're
a great deal.
They're getting everything,
the Go Pack
plus
the
backpack, plus the lithium battery. It's such a great deal. So
yeah,
I hope you guys
and
are
also
well.
Too,
good to hear your
David,
voice, Lisa.
David, have you seen the messenger bag that the B-Sit comes in? Did you see that in person?
No, because this one is not in proximity. It's getting shipped to a friend in Vermont, so I have not seen it. Otherwise, I'd be going there and helping her unpack it. So I have not seen it yet. I've heard great things about it. It's got space for a computer, and you know, I'm going to definitely maybe just buy an office pack because we can't get the backpack by itself right now. And just so I have it, because I know Michael Varbeck is having great success traveling with it on airplanes, pulling it out. And I've never done that. I've always pulled out the B-Pad, but I think it'd be pretty cool to be able to pull that out and use it on a flight and start generating interest.
Yeah, definitely. And the bag does hold, it does hold, even though the office pack, and I just want to point this out to everyone, the pack, whether it's the Go Pack or the office pack or the home pack, they do not come, the packs do not come with a V-Box. But when you purchase the office pack, the messenger bag does hold the V-Box. So you could have the V-Box and and the B-Sit. You could probably even put the B-Pad in there and just carry that.
Right. Well,
no,
cool.
I love it.
Hey, good to hear your voice, Lisa.
David, before you go,
go ahead,
I agree with you. I'm going to get the B-Pack, the B-Sit as well, all these different packs and additions. Who the heck knows what I'm talking about? But that B-Sit, I'm going to get that with a bag as well because I use it all the time, and traveling with it would be a great thing. But before I let you go, I don't know, do you think that Lisa and I should put this radio blog talk on the road and go? Do you think I should try and convince her to join me in traveling cross-country and doing meetings all the way through?
Oh, I think it sounds like a really fun thing to do.
David, I thought you
I don't
were
know
my
if,
friend.
I don't know if you can get. I don't know if you can get Lisa away from the golf course this summer, though.
Ah, see, there you go. You are my friend, David. Thanks for calling in. It was great to hear your voice.
Yes, I'll call you, Lisa. Ian, be well. See you guys.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
All right. Well, we didn't know it was going to be a reunion show, but that was very fun. Anyway, if you have any questions, comments, hit one on your phone, and we're going to talk about Medical Monday and Wellness Wednesday, because that's going on tonight at 5 p.m. East or Pacific Coast time. The links for the Wellness Wednesday are on the Beamer corporate calendar. They're different each week, so it's not like going to BeamerMeetings.com. So you definitely want to check the calendar to get the link for that Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Burka tonight. He is going to talk about the importance of self-care. There will probably be some tips and tricks on how to use different applicators, and so you definitely want to tune into that.
Let me add a little bit more to that. So, team, there's the newsletter that we get each month, and in that newsletter, he has his own talking about the importance of self-care, some pearls in there. But let me tell you, you're going to want to listen to this Wellness Wednesday, because it's just going to be him. It's a totally different format, and he's going to be talking about how to use the Beamer in all different ways and taking advantage of all the different applications that we have. So listen, dial in, listen to it. You'll be able to ask questions. And I even have some of my customers get on that call. I would have some prospects get on that call. I would use this to your advantage, because to have Burka go through this and talk about how to do this would be great. I was able to listen to some of that on Monday, and it was phenomenal. So now's the time for you guys to take advantage of having Dr. Burka in action, live, being able to talk about how to use it.
Awesome. All right. We do have a caller, 713-569. 713-569. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Lisa and Ian. Sandra in Houston. Just a quick question, because I've been a little unplugged recently and got on the call late. Are we concerned about our inventory with the B-sits? I know a couple of weeks ago they were indicating, you know, get your order in quickly sort of thing. So can you a date on that?
I believe they are fully stocked, and so sell
okay.
away.
Okay. Okay, so that's old news. Okay, excellent, because I have a customer who's been waiting – like many, for a long time to order her B-sit.
All right. Well, get it in. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, Sandra, before you go, don't you think Lisa needs to travel cross-country with me?
Well, you know, I was sort of pondering that, and I was wondering what kind of accommodations you would have. I mean, if it's a luxury RV or something like that, then, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, what are you going to be doing?
It's going to be a moving truck. He's going to have to sit as co-pilot by using a B-sit, of course. We're going to have to travel, probably listen to some corny music, and then stop at towns and then do some Beamer meetings.
Road show. You know, if Lisa wants to get on board with that, then I will support her for it. Definitely.
There you
she
go.
Should,
I got one.
She would be Lisa is an asset no matter what she's doing, so I'm sure y'all would have a great turnout.
Sandra, thank you. That was very diplomatic, and riding in a movie truck is not at the top of my bucket list, so thank you.
So I didn't really know it was a movie truck, literally. Oh, gosh.
All
yeah.
right. Sandra, thanks
so
for calling in. Get that office
okay.
pack order in. All right. Bye. All right. So we are also going to talk about the 100 Meetings Challenge. So if you have been holding in-person meetings and you would like to share with us some tips, tricks, like some of the guests that we've had on over the past several weeks. Ian, I know you wanted to kind of reiterate some of the top points that maybe Mike Malley and Michael Varbuck were sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been doing this, and we've been having those other IBDs talk and give us some tips, the pearls of wisdom from their experience, because they're top leaders in our groups. And with Tony Taverte talking, he brought up a couple key things. make sure when you're doing your presentation that you're not running Beamer sessions at the same time, because it relaxes people so much, and all of a sudden people start to fall asleep, and you might hear a little bit of snoring in the background. So we don't want to do that. Mike O'Malley brought up some great points in saying that when you start to do this, maybe have someone else working this with you, and you do shifts where you do a part of the presentation, then someone else does a part of the presentation, and you build kind of small, then you kind of build up from there. And Michael Verbeck talked to a lot of great points, and one that really stuck with me is if you're having other IBDs there, or if you're in someone else's meeting, doing 100 days and 100 meetings, that make sure you put down your phone, make sure it's the very first time that you've listened to this presentation. Because if you start to veer off and look at your cell phone and someone's prospect is sitting right next to you, or you have your own prospect with you, then all of a sudden, guess what? They think that this is not worthy enough to listen to. So that was great points. He brought up a lot of great points too, and just saying, just get out there. Start small, make it happen, and if you know, build from there, and then add a little bit more and a little bit more right there. So we had some great tips from these people. In fact, we're thinking possibly of adding some type of these videos there where we can add them to, I don't know, one of the RDs. I think it was Rick Roundtree we're talking about, where you could have some of the clips where we can have the top tips from 100 days, 100 meetings that people can have and listen to. But we really enjoyed listening to, what was that lady's name that was up there in Monterey, California, Lisa? Do you remember?
I do not remember. It was
age is definitely sinking into me because I forget too. Anyways, she was great. She did a great job. It was her first meeting. She was so excited. She came back and talked to us about it. So it was fantastic. So whoever you are, if you're listening to us, you call in again. If you want to travel cross country with me, you know, doing meeting, 100 meetings, taking the show on the road, let's do it. Let's have a big ball of excitement going across the country.
All right. We do have another caller on the line, and then after that, I'm going to go over just some suggestions on how and where you could put together some meetings pretty easy. 910-528. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, you guys. Jane here in Lexington, Kentucky. I don't know if anybody has reached out to Terry Morse in Minnesota for these meetings. She has just rocked it. In fact, she has the only state in the entire Midwest Heartland area that really is moving the Beamer. And I've been up there for them, and it's very impressive. So, and you all, the gal you're talking about, I'm quite sure was Sybil up in Monterey. I've got her contact information here, but I have a question I want to get to, if I may. I
absolutely
had something
go
happen.
Ahead.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. So I put this on an eventer, a 3-day eventer, Equestrian, the human. And the very first time she used it, we did the iPad. I always call it the iPad, B-pad down her back. But here's what I'm asking. She said she felt numbness down her back, obviously on her spine. So I asked her, I said, well, did you bend over to see how it felt? And she said, yeah, there was really no problem with it. It was just strange. And I said, I had never heard of that before. Have you?
You know, what I think right here for my recommendation, since I'm not a doctor, I don't play one on TV, I've not heard that. But those type of questions I would address with the usage phone number up there in Beamer and talk to Nikki. And she would probably have more hindsight on this than myself or with Lisa.
Well, Lisa and you all, you know, have put this Beamer on a heck of a lot of people. I thought maybe someone else out there had felt that numbness. It was not a bad situation at all. I just thought it was interesting and curious if anybody had heard of it. I don't think I need to bother them over there in California about that, but I thought maybe you might have heard of it. Well, listen, thanks, you guys. Thanks, you guys. We're trying to get an event here. What we're trying to do is find some other IBDs. There's two of us that have come together making up our own team, because our teams are, one, is not in the state, and two, most of my team is not in the state, and both of our mentors, my mentor's gone, so we're kind of out there alone, and I guess I've called them out in California, trying to find a better way to just see who is here in this state and doing the Beamer. The top seller person does not want to work with anyone outside of her team. So we're thinking, you know, we're trying to put it together, but it's a slow process. We love the idea. We're working on it.
Okay, Jane, are you in Lexington or Louisville?
Lexington. Louisville's okay. 1 hour away.
Okay, and what region are you in? Who is your RD?
Well, that would be Rick Roundtree. I think they've slipped Kentucky into the southeast. And my major upline is in California and Canada.
Okay, so here's what I would recommend is contact Rick Roundtree. And you should be able to go into your Beamer back office, and you have a list of contacts, and it'll have your mentor, your team manager. At the top, it'll be your RD, and that'll give you his contact information. And I would contact Rick and ask him to help you out with what other IBDs are in that area that you could coordinate and collaborate to do an event, to do a meeting. And would you ever consider doing an equine type of an event, or are you strictly looking at human?
I'm pretty much equine. That's my community. That's why I moved here 5 years ago, to make a long story short. And interestingly enough, my new, we call ourselves partners now, she has concentrated on the human and is not a horseman. But through our inspiration, I guess, Claudia has bought the horse set, and I'm helping her go to her contact. She is a native Kentuckian, which sure would help. So she has horse friends. She's just not a horsewoman. So we're working together on that, and I'm helping her with that.
Okay.
So we do both.
Great.
I guess my answer is both.
That's why I do Blog Talk Wednesday. I don't know what else to tell you. They just did a equine event as part of the Lancaster Beamer Saturday, and so you know. Again, maybe reach out to Rick, see if you can get some information, like what was their format, and that might help you in doing the equine presentation.
Thank you.
Jane,
I've
got some
suggestion.
Thoughts, because I've done this at barns before too, Jane. My recommendation is you go to a barn, you're working with a barn, you have all those people that have their horses there, you do a presentation there. I've done this numerous times, and it's been quite successful. Dressage barns, jumper barns, whatever, and you do a presentation. You show the horse set. You have them do, and as you're doing that, you're having them on the human set because every horse has a rider, and you'll be amazed if you sell one, you could sell the other. So that would be a great opportunity, and that's something was one of my...
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Ian. We had an event here with some pretty prestigious people. Yeah, thanks. I know how to do that. Thank you very much, Phil. I appreciate that, too, Ethan. Thank you.
Good.
Awesome. Jane, thanks for calling in. Have a great day, and can't wait to hear about your next meeting. All right, so we're going to just talk about a couple of ways, types of meetings, in-person meetings that you could do. One would be just simply start small in your home, maybe have a healthy, happy hour. You know, invite some neighbors, invite some friends, invite some, you know, acquaintances, people that you know maybe from the gym or people that you maybe from, you know, maybe from work if you're working another job. And, you know, no pressure, no stress. You're just inviting people over.
talking about health and wellness. Doesn't necessarily have to be a formal presentation with a slide deck or anything like that. You could use iDecide. I like to use that as a presentation because I don't have to do the talking. The talking's being done. And then when it gets to the questions part of, you know, which would you rather have more of, and it has more energy, better sleep, you know, then, you know, ask the audience, you know, who, you know, which one do you want me to click on, and you kind of let them decide from there. So that's an easy way to do that. You know, it could be 3, 4, 5 people. Another way is, you know, do you have a really great customer that absolutely loves you, is grateful that you introduced them to Beamer, and they have a great testimonial? And go to that customer and ask them, you know, I'm doing some in-person meetings and I'm doing some free Beamer sessions. You know, do you have friends and family that might be interested in learning more about Beamer? And have a customer hold a healthy happy hour at their home. Another way would be, you know, a community center. I mean, I live in Florida, so we have all these communities, gated communities, golf course communities, tennis communities. They all have community centers. They all have to put on some sort of event for their members, and they're always struggling to come up with something new. And so, you know, reach out to some of these communities and ask them if you can come do a health and wellness. Golf course communities would be really great right now because it's summer. Everyone's playing golf around the country. Plus, we just had the whole introduction of the PGA magazine partnership with Mike Weir. So, you know, and he just did a new testimonial video that's in the back office. So that would be something that would be really good to use. Tennis. Pickleball. You've got Tyson McGuffin. You know, use the tools that we have in our back office and use them in a different creative way in these personal meetings that you're doing one-on-one. Health food stores. You know, people that come into health food stores are already thinking health and wellness and longevity and prevention. And, you know, and if they're going there for supplements and things, you know, they're open to getting on a Beamer. So, you know, check your Google health food stores near you and see if you can collaborate and offer, you know, they typically a health food store will do different health and wellness presentations. And again, people are always struggling to come up with content and new information to provide their customers and clients. So collaborate there. Another business or organization. I know I forget, and if you're on the call, please forgive me. But I know that there are people that use or have done presentations at like Rotary Club. Again, they're providing their members with information and they're looking for people to do presentations. So you do a health and wellness, change your life presentation, health lecture, a lecture about microcirculation. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to focus on Beamer. You're providing education and then how can you improve that? And, you know, you have a Beamer set up and you can do Beamer sessions. So, you know, organizations like that that are always looking for additional education for their members, other businesses, boutique fitness studios, even big box gyms, to be honest with you. But, you know, other businesses that are in the field of health and wellness, medi spas, nail salons. I've put a Beamer in my nail salon. Like, you know, people are there taking care of themselves. And self-care, which is what Dr. Burka is going to be talking about tonight on Wellness Wednesday. You know, so maybe do a self-care talk. And then also just, you know, collaboration with other businesses. You want to make it a win-win for these other businesses and organizations that, you know, you can also bring in your clients and your people and introduce their business to the people that you know. So you're inviting people to the presentation. You're also, they're inviting their people to the presentation, and you're promoting their business. And promote it. Promote it on social media that, you know, you're having a live event. And also make sure if it's open to the public that or to other IBDs in the area, that you post that event in the back office so the other IBDs can check that. Ian, any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, chiropractor offices. Tony talked about that. His team and my team, great success in working with the holistic world and having them come one night a week, one night a month, try it just one night a month. And have that gives them a chance to have their members come on in, gives them a chance to get new people to know about their place, and they get maybe a savings on their first chiropractic work as well. So that's how you kind of do a win-win for both. Vitamin stores has also been another successful opportunity for people, those kind of health stores. Yeah, we have a Lazy Acres out here, which is a nice, healthy grocery store, kind of like a Whole Foods. They have a back room right there for cooking. Great place to play, do a presentation. People are about their own health right there as well. So those are great things. But other things to be considering is that if you don't feel comfortable talking in front of people, then have kind of like one of those webinars where Casey's talking on the product webinar, which is on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Have a party. Have a little gathering. Show that. Do that. That's fun. And on Thursdays, they have the business opportunity one, which is about 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. what? Pacific time. It's amazing how that works. So try to listen to both those. Have them kind of do that. And you don't even have to talk. You just have to be the host or hostess and just have the mostest.
Great point. Great point. All right. We do have a caller. I'm going to take this call. If you have any questions, suggestions, testimonials, please hit 1 on your phone. We only have about 5 more minutes left. 818-669. 818-669, you are live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning. This is Sibylla from Monterey, California. And I just wanted to share about people, how many people I would like to have on my presentation. How many do I invite and how many actually show up? So I'm going through that with one of my IBDTs and Fast Track where I'm working with these meetings to help my Fast Track people to do their activities. And it's such an interesting phenomenon. Like whoever she invites kind of short-term tends to cancel. So we are learning to have backups and really make sure that people come, ask in advance to confirm again and again, pick them up, but also have more people than you really can fit into your space maybe, because chances are that people don't come. Something happens in their life and they just cannot make it. So I'm really interested for my own learning that I have more people than just one. I can always do one-on-one. I have practiced this now for a year. And it's so much fun to do it with more people because it so changes the atmosphere in the space. People just get inspired and they don't feel so being focused on. It just disperses and they are comfortable. They ask. And I always ask, please, whoever I invite, I say, please just bring somebody else. Everybody needs to hear about this anyway. So just bring a friend or your husband or boyfriend, just somebody. And often enough that happens, that people really bring one more person. So that's a nice just spread out of people. People I don't know, they do come. And it's fun to meet new people, and it's a win-win for both sides.
Well, it sounds like you're becoming quite the expert about these meetings, and I'm really happy to hear that. And I say bring both your husband and your boyfriends and really make this meeting that much more interesting.
That would be very interesting, yes. And then the calming effect of Beamer, right, with the parasympathetic if they get along.
Exactly, exactly. It's the Beamer that makes people smile.
Yes.
So are you having another meeting after you've had your first one when you did your very first meeting for 100 meetings of 3 days?
Yes, this week will be my fifth. So the first week I did two, and then every week I've been doing one. And I do little kind of with my own people where my other IBDs from Fast Track are not there because of their own time schedule. So I do smaller ones for myself with, like, I just invite people just to practice for myself. Mm-hmm.
It might be good, too, just to take a picture of everybody there. And I think they were wanting to have people send pictures to the social media pages. Is that correct, Lisa? Is that what they were wanting? No, am I mistaken? Maybe just send it to the RDs? Send it to the RDs, the pictures of your events in your local area right there. If you're in Monterey, I'm thinking it might be Patina that you would send that to, so therefore she's aware of it. And you kind of make notice, and I think there's a form they want you to kind of fill out, too, just to take recognition, because they're trying to do 100 meetings. They're challenging everybody here. So if you've done 5 already, I think you're helping us out for sure. Okay? That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I did. I always send it in to Chris, so I report to her, and she did put in the request for pictures, and I just... Well, I get so busy that I just forget about it. I'm just so involved with people, but I will try to remember. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, keep up the great work, and you definitely are inspiring others to do the same.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's really just start doing it and lose your shyness. It's there's no mistake. Just keep it on the comfort level where you are. And from there, you can always add on. That's what I do. I don't have my fixed agenda. This is what I have to do. I just see who is there and what the issues are, why they are coming. And then I'm adjusting in how I present it to their questions and why they are here. So it's fun. It's flexibility and fluidity in my brain.
Awesome. Well, keep up the great work. Thanks for calling in. Keep us posted on your success.
Yes, I will. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I only have about a minute and a half left. If you have any questions, please hit 1 on your phone. And before we sign off, I just want to remind everybody we are in we have another 2.5 weeks with the summer promotion, where you purchase a home edition and get the free Go Pack, saving $630. So that's $4,990. Great time to use that while you're having, in-person meetings. It could be the reason why, somebody makes that decision to make a purchase. So definitely take full advantage of that. We did it for 2 weeks in July. I've been told absolutely positively it ends on August 31st. So don't wait till the last day. Ian, any final words?
No, it's great. Let's have a great August. Let's finish this out with a bang, and let's have some fun.
All right. Everybody have a great Wednesday, and we will be back next Wednesday. Ian will probably be on the road. I'll be back in Naples, Florida. And have a great week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.